Oh man, I guess for about almost 20 years. He was, that's what I'm saying. He was a good man. Now you see what he is. Maestri had a lot of money, and he spent a lot of money with the poor people. But the thing is, though, there was, like these people wanted to change with your, they thought gambling was running rampage and prostitution and this and that. And, well, they looked for a change, which they got. And then Morrison started off. Well, he had fresh ideas. Because if you know, man, we never had no overpasses. We never had nothing until Morrison came in. Then you started. Well, we were about 20, maybe 30 years behind time. See, if they were that John Lyons Youth Center up there on Louisiana Avenue in Chapultepec. That was up there, was getting started, and I think it was laying up there. Nothing. So when Morrison got in, that's the first thing that sprung up. Then you saw your overpasses, underpasses. That was the greatest thing, believe it. But man, this was a bottleneck. Anytime it rained down here, all the traffic would come to a standstill. This was a hell of a place. If you notice downtown, if you're driving downtown and there's a rain coming and stuff, it's hell, man. I don't know, they don't look like they can move. They look like they just get to a place. I don't know whether the rain puts a little fear in them or what, but they just look like they can't budge on. Same thing with your carnival. They're going to have to reroute your carnival parade. Because if you notice, they had all they got about this Farkas parade, having this section here all hemmed in with the route that they had. But what they did, because people up here, when they left the stands down here by Gallia Hall, they left there at 10:30, didn't get home until 2 o'clock. Because you're all hemmed in.
Gallia Hall was what?
That was the old City Hall, right down here across from Lafayette Square. On that side of the street, you can't miss it. That's what you call Gallia Hall right now, but that's the original City Hall that was from the city of New Orleans. And that's where you have your reviewing stand. They all pass there, all your parades in the city pass there because that's where they toast the queen and the king, you see, because you have some of these lady parades and they toast the king up there, well, vice versa, the king of the carnival float, they toast the queen up there. And then they all pass right here. Regardless of where they come from, way back around City Park, they come up around Elks Place and come on Howard Avenue, pass here, and go back down St. Charles. You see, they reverse the traffic. And then most of your parades, and I used to parade with the Corner Club, and I was a publicity agent for them for about 20 years. And that was one of the best times of my life with those marching clubs, because you got about 130 members in it, and you got two neighborhood bands, and you got about 40 or 50 stops on the way. You go in there and they give you a beer and you drink it. You're really in the mood, believe it. And you got your long cane with all your roses and all on. You have your doubloons and your beads and your trona. And if you're walking down St. Charles Street, well, the girls want one of your flowers, but you get yourself a kiss. That's pretty nice, believe it. And when that band struck up, man, people used to love those marching, but now you're getting a lot of trouble getting through because you can't get in. Everybody rushes out there, and what they got to come through here single file. Now that's not the way to march, you know that, because those boys like to get out there and strut, because they always did believe in strutting. That's why the general public, if you would take a vote on it, they would enjoy those marching clubs more than they would the regular flutes, because they really are comical. If you watch them, you know, you have to get there